各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主带领，我们现在要继续来进行我们个人宣道的这个讲习。
Thank God for His grace, and now we're going to continue the technique of our personal evangelism.
那么今天呢，我们要跟各位来谈谈一些实际行动的方案。
And we're going to discuss the practical questions, common problems and your during discussion. The plan for actions and practice.
那么我们大概分成四个方面来看哈。
Page 5, please. We look at four points.
就是我们要开始来做个人宣道的时候。
And before we take the job of evangelizing.
大概有这几个过程。
And these are the few process.
一个过程就是我们要先找到这个机会。
The first is to find the opportunity.
但是这个机会呢，应该是要去把它创造出来。
And this opportunity we must create it.
也就是说，我们是有心要去做这个工作，所以我们随时在寻找，我们也随时要来创造这个机会。
And that is to say, we must first have this heart, and then we're going to create and find this opportunity.
就像主耶稣他在带领那个撒玛利亚的妇人来得到这个信仰一样可以让我们得到一个很好的学习。
And it's just like Jesus when he was talking to the Samaritan woman, this process is worthy for us to learn.
在约翰福音的第四章一开始呢，就记载主耶稣他要往这个加利利去的时候。
And in John chapter 4 tells us as Jesus was marching into the land of Galilee.
那么必须要经过这个撒玛利亚城。
And he must first go through Samaria.
但是他到撒玛利亚城的旁边另外一座小城叫做叙加。
And now he comes to a little place next to Samaria called Sychar.
那我们可以这样看起来这是主耶稣他刻意要到那个地方去的。
And it appears that Jesus purposely come to this place.
他可以直直的走不需要再拐到其他的这个城镇去。
He can go straight to Samaria without to the place without going through this town.
但是他要寻找一个机会。
But he's seeking an opportunity.
而且他是创造了这个机会。
And especially he's actually creating this opportunity.
这个创造有它的主动性。
And there is a motivation for this creation.
当我们主动的时候，我们就会创造出很多东西出来。
When we are proactive, then you can find a lot of things.
那当然这个创造跟神的创造是不一样的。
Of course, this creation is not similar to the creation of God.
也就是说把这个本来是很被动的把它化成主动。
That is to say that things that are proactive, now you have to turn it to active.
把本来是那种静态的在等候的呢，把它化成变成行动的动态。
And things that are not moving, you have to move it.
那么把本来是消极的，但是把它变成积极的。
Things that are passive, and now you have to turn it into active.
我们面对很多的这个我们的亲友要带领的时候呢，大概有些时候我们是需要比较被动，但很多时候我们是需要主动。
And naturally, if we have to be active, but you have to be self-motivated.
也就是说，我们可以先设想一下，在我们的亲友当中我应当要向谁来传福音？你可以现在这样主动来想。
And now, if you ponder for a while, who are the relative around us that you can preach to?
而不是是等候等到我们亲戚朋友人生病了，我们再去跟他做见证。
And it's not to wait for some, wait for them to be sick and then you go and preach to them.
或是等候到他们这个已经遭遇到很大的重大困难了这个走投无路了找上我们的时候呢，说对，我忘了要跟你传福音了来信耶稣这个就比较被动了。
Or you wait until they come into a crossroad road with their life, And then you say, oh, this is the time for me to preach to you.
当然神在拣选一个人有他的时候。
Of course, when God chooses a person, God has his time.
但是我们怎么知道神不是要借着我们更主动积极的去创造机会来带领一些人呢？
But how do you know that God is not waiting for you to take this motive to create, to bring people?
消极的人他是等候机会。
A passive person will wait for opportunity.
积极的人呢，他是创造机会。
An active person will create opportunity.
那么愚昧的人是任凭机会给流失掉。
And a fool would let the chance go by.
那么积极创造机会的人，他的希望会更大，他成功的几率会更大。
And an active person, his chances of succeed will be greater.
神的爱是主动的，所以他来到世上来寻找我们，来拯救我们。
God's love is active, so that's why He came to the world to seek for us and to save us.
因为所有的世人都坐在那个死荫的黑暗中。
Because men are in darkness, in death.
然后天上有亮光，就照到那个死荫里头，要把我们引到平安的路上，就是耶稣基督来到世上。
And God will use His light to shine into the darkness to lead us to light.
我们应该要思想就是这个样子，有光就照到那个黑暗的地方。
We must think like this, that there must be light to shine onto the dark.
那这样的话，我们就会创造很多的机会。
Then we would create a lot of opportunity.
因为我们也祷告交托了，我们创造出很多机会，也许就是神为我们所安排的。
Then we will pray and then opportunity will be created, and God will, then maybe God will arrange that.
所以在我们的生活当中哦，我们不是只有单单看看有没有赚钱的机会。
And in life, we not just see opportunity to make money.
有很多人呐，他有这个企业的头脑，他看到什么东西都想到说，可能不能赚钱，哇，脑筋转得很快，啪一下，哎，又赚了一笔钱了。
And there are people, they are very enterprising, and whenever they look at things, they see if they have a chance to make money.
但如果我们传福音是像这样的，随时随地在寻找好的机会，我相信我们会带更多的人来亲近主耶稣。
But if we, on the other hand, if we have that kind of a mentality, then we will always look for opportunity to bring people to Christ.
如果我们是比较被动的，我们也要留意。是不是耶稣给我们的一些机会
？If we are if we are not active, but we also may want to seek for God's opportunity.
我们可以想一想，在过去的以往，我们已经丧失了，任凭多少的机会给溜走了。
And now, if you look back into the past, see how many chances has passed by you.
有一些人，我们一生可能只碰面一次。我们这一次跟他碰面可能是最后一次。
And many times when we see a person, it could be your first and your last chance.
有一些人，我们一跟他一别的时候，就可能是千古，或是一别就是永恒了。
And some people, when you say goodbye, it could be forever.
所以这个世事难逆料啊，这个传福音要及早。
And so we must take the chance and seek.The opportunity.
希望耶稣都给我们有智慧的眼光啊，来看到神给我们机会。
And we ask God to give us the spiritual eyesight and see if it's God's will and see the will of God.
在一本书上，我看到有一个小故事。
In a book, I read a story.
有一个人非常的成功。
And there was a successful man.
因为他善于把握机会。
Because he make use of the opportunity.
那么有一个人常常不能成功就请教他说成功之道在哪里。
And there was an unsuccessful man, so he came to seek the advice of this person.
这个成功的人就说，成功之道就是在于你要把握机会。
And so the successful man told him that it is that you have to grab hold of the opportunity when it comes.
那么那个人，另外一个人就说：“我也是在等待机会啊，我也看到很多的机会啊。”
And there's another man said, and this man said, I also have been waiting for opportunity to come.
那我每次看到这个机会来的时候呢，我就先好好的这个安定下来啊，准备计划一下，我再去做。但是那个机会又跑掉了。
And I always take my time and study the this plan, and then gradually this chance just slip by.
那个成功人就讲说，你这样不对。
And so the successful man said, "No, you're not doing the right thing."
因为这个机会是一个小顽童，是一个很调皮的这个小孩子。
Because this opportunity is a very naughty person.
哦，他后面啊，脑袋瓜呢是没有头发的。
And in his back there is no hair.
他只有在前面留了一撮。
And there is only a bunch of hair in front of his head.
好像以前在看布袋戏啊，那个木偶一样啊，就前面就长了一头，一撮，那后面就没有了。
And it's just like the old character. There's a bunch of hairs in his front, and there's nothing at the back.
那当他来的时候呢，你在你面前，你就赶快把他往前面，这个撮头发就抓住，那个机会就是你的了。
And when you see him, you would grab hold of that bunch of hair, wouldn't let him go, and that would be yours.
那如果你这个迟疑一下，你还要再计划一下，准备一下。他已经过了，过的时候你从后面抓，他没有头发，你就是帮他抓痒，抓不到他，他就溜了。
And if you take your time to think for a while, then he will walk past you. And when you grab, there's nothing for you to grab at the back of his hair.
我们最亲近的人啊，可能我们一生见他不到几次面。
And the people that are close to us may not have we not maybe not able to see.Many times,
这一别，我们刚刚讲的，可能就是千古了，可能就是永恒了。
And you may not see him forever.
我们还是随时把握机会吧。
And so we must take the opportunity.
那另外，我们也要随时留意观察，有什么样特别需要的人。
And also we must look at around us, see if there's any people that we can preach.
如果你会一直想说我要创造机会，你一直想说有谁需要，那么你就会找到传福音的对象了。你就会想到有很多人是我应该向他传福音的。
And if you have this mindset of creating opportunity and set your target, then you can preach to them.
谁需要福音呢？
Who needs the gospel?
当然每一个人都需要福音。
Of course, everyone.
因为人人都需要得救。
Because everyone needs to be saved.
但是呢，除了这个得救的需求以外
，But beside the needs,
有一些人可能在这个现世的生活当中有比较急迫的这个需求啊，在这种情况底下呢，比较容易来接受这个道理。
And they might be someone that needs this gospel more than others, so he will accept this gospel easily.
啊。比如说，就是说，他在这个生活当中有什么特别的需要
？And this is to say, if there could be some needs in his life,
啊，或者是说他遭遇什么样的困难呢
？Or perhaps he has encountered some difficulty in his life.
那么，我们想到这些人，我们可以比较这个直接的，或是呢，首先向他们来做见证。
So such people, you can approach them first and do testify to them.
这个叫做寻找这个需求的人。
This is to say, to seek those people that need them.
那么今天这个世代啊，这个需要福音的啊的这种情景啊，会显得更加的急迫。
And in this era, it seems that there are many people that need this gospel.
今天虽然是一个很富足的社会了。
It may appear that the society is very abundant.
但是根据统计哈，这个科技文明越发达的这个国家，它的那个精神病的病患呢，它的比例越高。
But according to survey statistic that in the modern world, the numbers of depressed people are more.
那美国是最先进、最文明的国家。
And America is the most advanced country.
但是你知道吗？每一个晚上有几千万的人啊，要靠着安眠药啊才能够睡觉。
But do you know how many millions of people, every night needs the sleeping pill to sleep?
人的心里没有真正的平安。
In man's heart, there is no true peace.
因为心灵出了问题。
Because in there is problems in the heart.
它的归结点就是，人的心如果离开了创造人的心的那一位神，人就找不到安息的地方。
Because the reason is when man depart from God, then he will not find peace.
因为我们的心灵就是神所创造的。
Because our heart is created by God.
所以只有回到这位创造我们心灵的神面前，我们才能够得到真正的安息。
Only when we come back to God, then we will find true peace.
因为他是创造我们心灵的神。
Because he is the one that created our heart.
这样我们才能够真正的得到平安。
Only then we can receive true peace.
但是人类呢，这个坚持啊，走自己的道路。
But however, man wants to seek their own way.
他们认为不需要神。
They think that they don't need God.
人觉得不需要神，自己走的路是什么路呢？
When man don't need God, what kind of road do you think they take?
就是死路一条。
It is a road that lead to death.
离神越来越远的那条路呢，就是引导我们啊，越来越靠近魔鬼。
The road that go further and further away, God will lead us into Satan.
所以这几千年的发展，我们看到人类的悲哀在什么地方？
So we see the advancements of mankind, where it leads us to.
那么耶稣来到世上，他就是要医好那些伤心的人。
So when Jesus comes, he wants to heal those that are sick.
啊，那些伤心的人。
Broken heart, sorry. Those are broken heart.
耶稣来就是要医治那些心灵已经破碎的。
And Jesus want those who are broken hearted.
创造我们心灵的神，医治我们破碎的心灵，这是非常清楚的道理。
And the Lord that created our heart, it's natural that he can heal our heart.
我们已经进入二十一世纪。
Now we into the 21st century.
但是我们的生活并没有比二十世纪来的更幸福。
But our lifestyle is not as happy as those of the 20th century.
当我们回头再回顾二十世纪的时候，
as we ponder and look back into the 20th century,
我们把二十世纪已经送进了历史的仓库来里面了。
And that era has been put into the storage of history.
我们想，二十世纪的两次世界大战杀害了这个无数的人的生命。
And we can look at the two world war occurred in the 20th century has killed a lot of men.
所以我们希望进入二十一世纪的时候是一个和平的世纪。
So as we advance into the 21st century, we hope that it could be a peaceful one.
但是呢，正当我们进入二十一世纪不久的时间，美国的九一一的事件就发生。
But however, as we start into the 21st century, the incidents in America on September 21st has began.
我们回头看二十世纪，没有什么可以让我们留恋的。
So we look at the 21st.
20.
The 21st century has not much left for us to remember.
然后我们向前看二十一世纪又是如此的糟糕，我们的希望不晓得在什么地方。
And if you look forward, it may appear to be worse. So therefore, we do not know where we should lie our hopes.
昨天我在网上看到一则新闻。
Last night I looked at the news from the internet.
北极熊因为没有东西吃啊，互相残杀。
哪里？
北极熊。
Oh, sorry. Polar bear has nothing to eat.
没有东西吃啊。
They have nothing to eat.
所以就自相残杀。
So they kill each other.
就是为这种消息让人看得非常的，这个触目惊心啊，非常难过。
For food, and so it brings sorrow to us when we see such things happen in nature.
所以事实上在我们的生活里头，我们会发现说有很多很多的这个危机正在出现。
So we see There are many crises happen around us.
那么我们看一看呢、啊，今天有很多心灵不平安的人，真的是需要福音的真光来照亮他们。
And so therefore we see that there are many people that are on peace, and we hope that their light shines upon them.
这个年长者哈，因为没有伴啊，他必须要到一个正如说这个世人呢所办的类似于一个这个托养的这个地方啊，这个老人家哈、
oh, okay.
年老的时候，因为没有人跟他谈话。
Yeah. So when there is an old man, when he was old and nobody talked to him,
那么很多机构呢就把他们集合起来说，哎，那这里有人陪你说话，在聊天啊。
So the organizations brought them all together, and so that hoping that they can talk to each other.
那么有证照的人就到那边去陪这个老人说话，一天可以拿到87块。
And so they are people that specialize in this. So they when they talk to these old people, a day they can get $82.
87块。
$87.
这个就讲讲话，一天就可以拿87块，不错哈。
So it is not bad when you just talk and it and you can collect $87 a day.
为什么
？Why？
人的心灵空虚。
Because man is empty in their heart.
找不到真正知心的朋友。
They cannot find true friends.
所以他必须要跟一个陌生人呐、啊、来倾诉他的心里的一些话。
So they have to talk to strangers and to pour out what's in their heart.
这些都让我们看到的需要在什么地方
？So we can see these are the needs of man.
所以这个社会是很需要福音的。
And so the society needs gospel.
随时都有机会的。
Anytime there is opportunity.
我们就要像主耶稣一样，他创造机会，他也找到了这个需求者，向撒玛利亚的妇人来做见证。
And we'll be like Jesus and that.We can find this Samaritan and can God.
像耶稣一样啊，对撒玛利亚的妇人啊来传福音。
And like this Samaritan, like Jesus that preached to this Samaritan woman.
那么再我们看第三个。
And number three.
我们要引起一些话题。
That we must bring up some topics.
啊，才能够打开这个话匣子哈，慢慢的来跟他谈话。
Only then we can. Start the conversations.
那么在约翰福音的第四章里面，主耶稣也是用这种方式呢，来对这个撒玛利亚的妇人说话。
It's just like chapter 4, Jesus talked to this Samaritan woman.
主耶稣向她要水来喝。
Our Lord Jesus asked water from her.
这是要引起一个话题。
This is to start up a topic.
但是这个撒玛利亚的妇人说，我们互不相往来，你怎么会向我来要水喝呢？
So the woman said that we do not associate with you people. Why did you ask water from me?
那么耶稣从这个地方就开始谈了，有一个喝了永不渴的水要给你。
And so Jesus continued to say, I'm going to give you the water that you will never thirst.
妇人说，哪里可以达到这种水？
So the woman asked, where can I get such a water?
那就是主耶稣指着他自己，他所要成就的这个救恩来说的。
So Jesus is referring to himself as a salvation, as the Savior.
然后呢，这个妇人就发现，耶稣基督真的是一位先知。
And then the woman realized that she was talking to a prophet.
是一位真先知。
And it is a true prophet.
后来他曾认为耶曾就认识的耶稣他是弥赛亚。
And later on.She came to know that Jesus is the Messiah.
所以他就回到城里头啊，把这个事情呢向众人来宣告了。
So she returned to the city and tell everybody about the news.
你看，主耶稣引起话题以后，一直来带领关怀他。
So Jesus started the topic and care for her.
一步一步引导来认识弥赛亚救主。
And each step he takes is to lead her to the Messiah.
后来这位撒玛利亚的妇人呢，她不但相信了耶稣基督，她又能够把她所相信的来对她的同胞来传说出去。
And not only that she came to know Jesus, and also she preached to her fellow people.
所以从那个整个过程，我们发现耶稣他是刻意的，他是有计划的。
So from this we know that Jesus has planned and did it purposely.
那这样的一个实际行动的方案呢，很值得我们来做一个参考。
Such a process is worthy for us, to learn.
好，那么再来底下有一些比较细部的这个行动啊，我们再一一来解说。
And next is there are, this detailed process that we can explain.
就是来搭配我们刚刚所提到的那些。
And that will, will match up with what we have just discussed.
我们可以善用一些福音的宣传品。
And we can use some gospel leaflets.
因为我们要跟他面对面说话的时间可能没有办法很多。
Gospel tools, and maybe we don't have much time for a person.
这个谈话有谈话的功能。
When talking has its efficiency.
但是呢，可以有一些辅助的，这个宣传品哈，这个福音的这个资料呢，资讯呢，可以给他来做，这个补充，来领受更多的这个福音的内容。
But we have also some tools to supplement effort. That would be like the leaflets or some tapes.
这里有列出了这五样的东西。
And here are some 5 items.
这些都是很好的东西。
These are very good tools.
那有平面的文字资料。
And there are some leaflets, literature.
也有立体的影音的宣这个。这个 VCD 啊，类似的这样的东西
，and some VCD as well。
那么是世界各地啊，我们很多教会都有架设网站，或是各种会架设网站。
And throughout the world, we have some network。
那这些网址我们都可以告诉我们的这个慕道朋友。
And we can tell our truth seeker friend the website。
啊，让他能够得到更多的造就。
So that they can be edified。Through visiting our site.
那么有一些有阶段性的这个东西呢，我们可以一步一步的给他。
And things that has we can follow up with the things that we can give them gradually.
有人就是把这个布道会的整套的那个录音带呢。一次给两块给这个慕道朋友，他就是这样，虽然没有到教会来，但是他每次这样听到最后，他就相信耶稣基督了。
And we can give them evangelical tapes and let them listen, and gradually they will listen to it and they will want it.
如果我们有心的话呢，我们会准备一些这个讲道的这个影音的东西，我们可以。这样一次一次的给慕道朋友。
And also we can, if we have sermon tapes, we can also give them gradually to our truth seeker friend.
这就是在做跟进的工作了。
And these are the work of follow-up.
像这些我们都可以想得到的。
And these things, all these things we can think of it.
但是呢，我们却很少有机会，很少想要去行动，这样照这样去做。
But however, we... often forget to do such things.
如果我们对这个口语上的说明啊，没有办法很完整、很详细，我们就是可以利用这些东西呀。
Sometimes when we talk, we may not be have the time or have much detail. So if we can supplement with these tools, it will be very helpful.
或是什么样很好的这个见证的这个内容，我们给他听。
Or we have some testimonial tapes, and that would be good to back us up.
那我们再跟进再换新的给他。
And then we gradually give something new to them.
这不会很困难。
These are not very hard to do.
那就困难的是我们要不要这一步踏出去。
What is hard is that can we take the first step?
我们踏出去就有希望。
If we take the first step, then we will have hope.
有希望就会有机会了。
When there's hope, there is opportunity.
那我们再看底下。
Then next,
我们在引导他的时候呢，我们不要忘记哈，有一个引导他来体验，这是很重要的。
And when we guide them, experience is very important.
我们大概都会在很多的这个圣经的知识或者信仰的知识的层面呢，给他很多东西。
we may give them a lot of life experiences to them.
但是呢，如果他能够有所体验的话
，But if they themselves have experience，
对于他所了解的呢，他的相信的程度就会增加了。
Then it will help them to believe。
或者是说，他也许不一定真的能够明白我们所给他的一些信仰的知识，但是呢，体验了以后，这是很实在的东西。就等于是体摸到神一样，他的信心就建立了。
What we have given them, may just a knowledge, but however, if they in life encounter, the same incidents, and that would give them the experience, and that would enhance their belief.
啊，比如我们可以引导他在生活当中去体验看看。
And we will guide them, to experience God in their life.
在生活里头啊，有很多这个大大小小的一些琐碎的事情。
In our daily life, there are many things that happens.
啊，小孩子的一些事情
，perhaps is their little children's.
家庭生活的一些事情
，or their daily life, or their life, their life.
我们可以跟他建议，你可以随时随地来祷告。
And we can encourage them to pray at any time.
那么他有体验的时候，他就知道这位神是跟他同在的。
And when they get this experience, then they'll know that God is with them.
那么我们也引导他对于圣经所说的一些道理呢，啊，鼓励他去实践，去把这个道理实行出来，他体会看看。
And we can also encourage them to practice and experience the truth from the Bible.
当他能够有体验的时候呢，他对圣经所说的就能够相信了。
And when they have experience, then they will accept the truth from the Bible.
或者是说经历到一些特别的神迹
，or they may encounter miracles，
那么他自然就会相信了。
Then they will believe。
还有呢，就是鼓励他祈求圣灵。
And then we also ask them to encourage them to pray for the Holy Spirit。
很多时候我们跟他谈了很多道理，几乎要争辩起来了，但是呢，给他有一个体验，他就建立信心。
Sometimes when we talk to them, it may be a point of debate, but if they have experience, then it will help them to establish their faith.
曾经有一个慕道者，他是第一次到教会来。
There was once a truth seeker friend who came to the church the first time.
因为他第一次到教会啊，他是很单纯的。
Then, since it's the first time, he was very simple. It was very simple for him.
啊，我们信徒到教会来是带圣经啊，这位朋友他到教会来是带了一包长寿香烟啊，在他前面这个袋子。
And our members come to church with the Bible on their hand, but this truth seeker came with a pocket of cigarettes.
那么他说他一天要抽两包烟呢。
And he said that in a day he has to smoke 2 packets.
但是呢，他到教会里面来参加布道会。
But when he came to our evangelical service,
他就很专注地听道理。
And he was concentrated in listening to the sermon.
耶稣在改变他了。
Jesus was changing him.
一个多小时他忘记抽烟了，他说我一个小时要抽好多根烟了，哎，一个半小时他忘记要抽烟了。
And then he said that in his concentrations he forgot that he has to smoke in that very hour.
那么布道会这个讲道完之后，他也来到前面祷告求圣灵。
So after the sermon, the preacher encouraged them to come forward to pray for the Holy Spirit. 哦，
耶稣把圣灵赐给他。
Lord Jesus gave him the Holy Spirit.
很奇妙的。那么聚会完之后，他就走到教会外面去了。
That was miraculous. And then after the service, he went out of the church.
那么传道就跟着后面去。
And the preacher followed him.
啊，先生，哇，感谢主啊，你得到圣灵啊。
And so we and then greet him, Mister, we congratulate you have the holy, we have received the Holy Spirit.
哎，他就说，对啊，真的啊，这我忘记我要抽烟了。
And they said, I even forgot that I have to smoke.
他就转过来把那包烟拿起来。
And he turned around and he searched for his cigarette.
那么传道看到他拿香烟出来之后呢，就倒退两步说，难不成他会想要感谢传道，要请传道抽烟啊？
So the preacher stepped back, and saying that, oh, are you trying to offer me a smoke?
不是的，他把这个香烟拿起来，就像拧毛巾一样，就把它拧掉了。旁边有个垃圾桶，就丢下去，说：“ 我从今以后不需要借着这个来追求快乐了。
And on the contrary, he was he took up his pack of cigarette and twisted like a towel, a hand towel, and threw it in the garbage and say, "From now on, I do not need the cigarette to entertain me."
啊，那传道看到那个香烟丢到垃圾桶，他就哦，感谢主。And, 不然的话，这个场面不晓得怎么摆解。
And the preacher saw this, and he was very happy. And if he was smoke, if he would be smoking, then it would be very embarrassing.
就这样来慕道就信主了。
And this is how he came to believe in the Lord by attending the evangelical service.
那么有一位其他教会的这个信徒啊，到我们教会来慕道，就是他的。太太引导他来教会的慕道，他不是我们教会的。
And there was once a member, the wife brought her husband, who is belongs to another church, came to our church.
他每次来的时候都是坐在最后面的。
And every time he would sit right at the back.
然后我们跪下去祷告的时候，他都没有跪。
And when we kneel down to pray, and he wouldn't kneel.
他说啊，你们真耶稣教会哈比较乡土化哈，你们啊都跪着哈，我们这个教会哈。在台湾比较久哈，我们比较斯文啊，我们坐着就好了哈，我们是坐着的啊，你们是跪着的啊，他自认为比我们高一阶啊啊，所以他就是永远坐在最后面的哈，他就是祷告求圣灵的时候他就是坐着，他没有也没有跟我们一起念，他就是坐着这样，不知道是他打瞌睡有没有打瞌睡不知道，结果眼睛闭起来。
And he thinks we are all fashioned by kneeling down. For him, he thinks that when they pray, they stand up and pray, and that would be more modern.
他都是坐着在祷告。
And sitting and pray.
那么布道会完的时候呢，这爵士要感动他也是很奇妙。
And after the evangelical service, and how God moved him is also a miracle.
就是那一天爵士要把圣灵赐给他。
That day, Jesus wants to give him the Holy Spirit.
讲到完，他也跟着人家到前面来跪下去祷告。
And after the sermon, he came to the front to pray with the rest.
他忘记他不是真耶稣教会的信徒啊，他忘记的。
At that moment, he forgotten that he is not a member of TJC.
啊，他也是到前面跪下祷告。
And he just followed the rest and came to the front.
结果就是那一次跪下祷告得到圣灵。
And at that prayer, he received the Holy Spirit.
啊，按照真耶稣教会的祷告的方式，他就这样来念的时候，哎，耶稣把圣灵赐给他。
And he was praying in accordance to the TJC ways, and that's how Jesus gave him the Holy Spirit.
还有一个先生啊，他坚持说，我什么教都不相信了。
And there was another mister, and he would not believe in any religion.
我只有相信这个新台币，只有相信新台币啊，神鬼我都不信，我只有相信这个钱，我只有相信钱。
He would not believe in anything except money.
啊，那么这个基督教、佛教什么教我都不要，我只有睡觉。
And
他是这样讲啊。
He wouldn't want any religion, and except he want to sleep.
哦，那我们跟他做见证哈，他也是这样啊，要听不听的，他不是很认真。
And so when we preach to him, he would not take it seriously, and would not, we don't know whether he's listening or not.
那么布道会他也来参加了。
And when evangelical service he came.
但是他拿了一张纸啊。
And in him there was a piece of paper.
他也跟人家做笔记，但是他做笔记不是要记录重点，是要记录缺点。啊，这个布道的人呢、啊，讲到什么地方啊不合理的，把它记起来啊。待会儿下台呢，要问他，直男他，要让他啊，这个哑口无言，说你们信耶稣多好，这些要问你，要问到你。
And it may he with that piece of paper, he's taking note of the weakness of the preacher, and it's not the truth. So it's rather he's taking note of the weaknesses and how the preacher speak.
那其实哈、哦，讲道的人呢，只是根据圣经讲，要感动是神啊，神感动，所以不是靠我们口才让人相信啊。
So in actual fact, when a person gave a sermon, it is Jesus that delivered the sermon, and it's not the person or his gift.
那就写了一点点。 结果呢，主耶稣也开他的心了，他就越听越入神，忘记要记缺点了。And
so when he records, he forgot that he is to record the bad point of the preacher.
那么等一下说要到前面来求圣灵。And
so after that, we request them to come forward to pray for the Holy Spirit.
哦，他也来到前面。And
he too came to the front.
是那个时候他想起，哎，我怎么会跟他们祷告？
And then he said, he realized that how come he is praying with the rest of the people.
他既然出来就不好意思回去啊。And
since he in the midway, he would be too embarrassed to turn around.
好，我的手要放在后面。So
since then he wouldn't want to put, he would put his hand right at the back.
因为哦，如果手放在前面，等一下万一不小心得到圣灵的话呢，就会震动哦。 我偏偏不要，我要放在后面，我不让他手震动，看你怎么样。So
he said to himself, if I were to put my hands in the front, if I were to receive the Holy Spirit, my hands would be moved, and I wouldn't want that. So he put it at the back, so to avoid any movement at all.
人家是一直求，求了好多年都求不到圣灵。他说，万一如果不小心受到圣灵怎么办？所以他好要抗拒啊，就手放在后面。
People wanted to receive the Holy Spirit for many years and did not have it. But here he is trying to refuse to receive the Holy Spirit.
但其实神的全能啊，让他的手甩开，他还是跟我们一样，手在前面啊，这个身体震动，他就体会到真的有神。So
Almighty God has wrestled with his hands and put his hands in the front and pray like the rest of us.
所以在我们的经验里面，在我自己的经验里面，很少说有一个跟我们针锋相对的，我们一直跟他辩到最后，他说好了，我输了，我输了，我输你们真耶稣教会，我承认了，你们是对的，我来信耶稣，没有，很多都是这样一直辩到最后，不欢而散，他就走了，不来了。In
my personal encounter, I have seldom seen people that engage in a debate and admit that he has lost and came to believe in the Lord. And I don't see that happen a lot. So the best would be we tell them what the Bible tells us and we pass it along to them.
那他整个心境的转变怎么样？有主耶稣在带领。
And how he received it and how it changed him, it depends on how Lord Jesus wants to guide him.
我们不断的关心，也为他祷告。And
we must continue to pray for this person and to show concern.
在我们可以做的这个范围里面，之内呢，我们慢慢引导，看看他能够去体会到圣经的话语，这个信仰的可贵。And
we will guide him and that hope that he can receive the life experience which is very precious to support his faith.
所以很多时候我们不要只是一直讲，一直说，我们还要引导他，看看主耶稣是不是给他有体验，这样。And
we would be careful of our speech and not to engage in too much talking. We must also see how God will guide him in his daily life.
那么这就是我们跟各位来分享的。And
this is what I have been share with you.
那么这一节的时间也差不多到了，我们休息一下。And
we'll take a break.
我们休息10分钟，再进来，我们继续第二节。
We'll take a break for 10 minutes and we'll continue with our second sessions.